This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A federal judge has awarded a small Iowa Internet Service Provider, or ISP, $1 billion. It's believed to be the largest judgment ever against email spammers. Last year, spammers in Arizona and Florida clogged this ISP to the point of shutting it down. That's when the owner decided to fight back. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
You open your email program and find 1, 5, even 25 spam messages. It's annoying, but it's nothing compared to what Robert Kramer went through.
20, 30 million a day. There was times when it was peaked out. You couldn't measure it because you knew you were taking all you could take.
Kramer provides internet service for about 5,000 customers in eastern Iowa. In August of last year, spammers got hold of a CD-ROM called Bulk Mailing for Dummies. It contained his customers' email addresses and nearly 3 million fake addresses using his domain name. That meant his servers had to send millions of email rejections, which was what really clogged his system.
I probably go through 50 to 100,000 emails just to successfully deliver one.
The spam used fake return addresses and deceptive subject lines, illegal under both Iowa and federal law. Kramer hired a lawyer, Kelly Wallace of Atlanta, who specializes in going after spammers. He targeted several, including CashLink Systems of Florida and AMP Dollar of Arizona. Despite the fake return addresses, Wallace found the defendants by setting up a sting. He did what experts say you should never do. He answered the spam.
Mortgage lead spam, refinance your house. Everybody who receives spam is familiar with that. And the way you find them is you give them some information and you let them call you. And they did.
Almost as soon as the lawsuit was served, the spam surge stopped. But the defendants didn't show up for their hearing, so the court awarded a default judgment, $10 per trackable email message. That was tripled under federal racketeering laws, the total about $1 billion. NPR tried to contact the defendants. We were only able to talk with AMP Dollar's former accountant, who told us he had nothing to do with the operation. Kelly Wallace says he's confident he and his client will collect enough of the judgment to put the defendants out of business.
We see this as a chance to inflict the economic death penalty on some people that have chosen this extremely annoying and criminal way to make a living.
The government defines spam as unsolicited commercial email. It's legal as long as it's not deceptive and a service provider allows it through. But Andrew Barrett of the spam watchdog group SpamCon says most ISPs won't.
If you send a lot of unsolicited mail and you're truthful about that mail, about who you are and where your mail has come from, your mail is probably going to get blocked if you don't have permission.
That may be why there are so many illegal spammers, says Barrett. Enough people apparently respond to their ads to keep them in business. He and other critics hope judgments like this one will help shut them down. Ted Robbins, NPR News.